Hi, my name is Max Gruber and welcome to my podcast, Why Video Games Aren't Bad. Some people think video games are bad. I strongly disagree. While exercise is, in most cases, better, video games are very good for you. These people blame video games for the problems with society. They're good for morale because people like them. People make millions, even billions, off video games by playing or making them. People argue that millennials are addicted to video games, and maybe that's true, but they're having a good time. I think as long as they go to school slash work and do their homework slash taxes, they can play as many video games as they want. So don't get mad at them. Play with them. It's what they enjoy. Let them do it. Some enjoy different things than others, and that's okay. Rejoice for each other's happiness. Video games improve hand-eye coordination, for one. Some people who complain about video games have to look at their hands to know where they are. That's a problem in many cases. It can slow them down. What I'm saying is, video games can always help. Exercise is very important, but so is happiness. Some also want to play video games from their time, but not video games from now. If you say this, they will get mad. And I think it's jealousy. Don't be jealous, for it leads to sin. If some don't find joy in playing sports, then they just don't. It's that simple. Let them be who they want and encourage them. Don't be the next Kobe Bryant. Be the next you. It's the same thing. Don't be the next ninja. Be the next you. A large portion of the people that complain about technology rely on it. Their life support. Technology has improved our lifestyle by 100-fold. While some may not embrace it, it has helped a lot. Some argue it was better when phones were limited to landlines and computers had kilobytes instead of terabytes. But aren't you scared when your grandparent or parent goes somewhere without their phone? Aren't you worried they'll need help but won't be able to call for it? This is only one example of how technology helps everyone. New cures save lives. Life support keeps people alive. Don't blame technology for your problems. Technology is how people evolve. We aren't going to get superpowers like in movies, but we evolve through technology, and technology evolves through us. The same people who complain about technology are the ones who are too lazy to understand it. They don't like it because it's new to them and always getting better. Yes, playing video games involves skill like problem solving and sometimes teamwork. A study by the researchers at the University of Glasgow in Scotland found that playing video games improves your communication and problem solving skills. Problem solving is vital in life. Now to list some of the many pros and the few cons of video games. Video games can help you become more creative. Creativity is incredibly important in real life. With it, you can become an inventor or paint a painting. And there's so much more you can do with creativity. Creativity is infinite. The world tries to blame everything on video games, but they're good. They make people happy. With happiness comes better attitudes. With better attitudes comes less crime. In a way, video games decrease crime. Another reason video games are good for you is because they supposedly slow down aging. They keep the brain in shape. So does working. It's the same concept. Either one can help you a lot. There is lots of proof that video games are good for you in many ways. They exercise the brain very well. They help you type faster. Without hand-eye coordination, you can't type without looking at the keyboard. Video games boost hand-eye coordination by 1,000-fold. Type faster, get stuff done faster. Get stuff done faster, do more stuff that you want. Then your morale rises. Another way video games improve morale. Some people believe video games hurt your eyesight. That is not correct. They are proven to help it. The leader of the study, Daphne Bavalier, discovered that playing action games improves an ability called contrast sensitivity function. Another myth about video games is that they make people less antisocial. Once again, it's the opposite. Video games force strong relationships because you need teamwork. They enhance learning ability. While they don't cure ADD like mine, they do enhance the person's ability to learn. People are able to manage more sources while playing games than they are otherwise. Supposedly, they help depression. A study done in New Zealand proved that it can help to ease people and improve their overall life happiness. They fight negative thoughts. Active video games can help you stay in shape. Games like Wii Sports and Just Dance are good for your health. They keep you moving. Video games help couples and families. They make them work together and they have fun together. It improves relationships and happiness. It helps resource management and logic. This can be good for conserving money. There are many things to manage in life, including money, kids, family, jobs, and taxes. Video games vastly improve multitasking. This can be good if you have two things to work on and you need to do them at the same time. Few people can successfully multitask, but that number goes up with video games. They improve quick thinking. They can help you make snap decisions when needed. They enhance learning ability. While they don't cure ADD like mine, they do enhance the person's ability to learn. People are able to manage more sources while playing games than they are otherwise. Supposedly, they help depression. A study done in New Zealand proved that it can help to ease people and improve their overall life happiness. They fight negative thoughts. Active video games can help you stay in shape. Games like Wii Sports and Just Dance are good for your health. They keep you moving. Video games help couples and families. They make them work together and they have fun together. It improves relationships and happiness. It helps resource management and logic. This can be good for conserving money. There are many things to manage in life, including money, kids, family, jobs, and taxes. Video games vastly improve multitasking. This can be good if you have two things to work on and you need to do them at the same time. Few people can successfully multitask, but that number goes up with video games. They improve quick thinking. They can help you make snap decisions when needed. They're a very good way to exercise the brain. People complain that they turn the brain to mush, but once again, it's the opposite. People worry about exercising their bodies, but their brain is just as important, if not more. The violence in some games is good for letting anger out. This is a strong way to vent. They improve a person's ability to respond to challenges. That's another thing that video games are incredibly good for. Video games are very good at helping you estimate skills. You have to estimate what someone will do so you can counter them. This is usually a streamer's key to success. They're good at guessing what the person will do, and they counter it. Concentration is vital in video games. If you're distracted, you die. This means people's concentration is improved vastly by video games. Memory is also greatly increased by video games. Players are required to effectively judge what information should be stored in his or her working memory and what can be discarded considering the task at hand. In games, you usually have a map. That means the person's mapping skills usually get better when they play video games. This way, when driving, the person doesn't have to use Waze or Google Maps as much. Perseverance is another trait video games improve. In higher levels, the player usually fails the first time, but then they try again. This repeats in real life. Now to go over the few cons of video games. They are usually addictive. The best ones are often violent. Too many make a kid not want to go out much. Some people with lower IQs could play video games and confuse reality and fantasy. Like all things, they can start fights over what is better or who is better. For example, some hate Fortnite and believe that Rainbow Six Siege is better, but that can happen with anything. That's it. Those are the only kinds of video games. Now look through the pros again and compare. My point is simply that the world shouldn't hate video games, but play them with their kids and spend time with them. People need to support their kids in their quest for happiness, even if it involves video games. Video games have a lot of pros and a few cons. Some people may not like them, and that's okay, but they should support those around them who do. I believe video games are good for the community. They increase hand-eye coordination, help you stay in shape, decrease aging, etc. Without a doubt, they are actually good for you. Though they may not be good 24/7, they are good most of the time. In conclusion, kids should be allowed to play video games most of the time because they aren't bad, but good. This means parents should stop being biased against video games and stop doing their screen time privileges. Yes, some video games are addictive, but people like them. And in the end, isn't happiness all that matters?